Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
SummerSlam Sunday. It is the biggest party of the summer, Trebuchites. I am your host, Trebuchet, alongside a huge cast and crew. Today, to my left, the returning Jared Moe, baby! How you doing?
Gentlemen, I am good. I use this gentleman very lightly.
That's
there.
True.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's false.
I'm a siege machine.
Good to be here. Good to see you guys. Let's get this going.
Yep. Also returning for the first time in a couple of months, the returning Robert Space Force. How you doing, man?
I'm excited. Yeah. You know, SummerSlam tonight is going to be in the Thunderdome.
That's right. Thunder. 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 And last, but certainly not least, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
You know me, you tolerate me.
Uh-huh.
I am here. NXT was something last night.
I really enjoyed it. We'll give the update right now. We got one of the half of the co-champs right here in the bunker, Jared Mobay, man. How did you pick so many right matches here?
I had like that Survivor Series type thing going where it's just...
Yes, you are Mr. Survivor Series.
So you just had like a limitless moment, all your brain got activated?
Kinda, yeah, and the whole Keith Lee and Cross thing, I was like trying to figure out, like, I don't know, Cross doesn't need the title.
Here's the thing.
But Lee hasn't had it very long.
And that's where
my whole thing was, and I said yesterday that Keith Lee losing to Karrion Kross, I don't think really hurts Keith Lee that much.
No,
I think it doesn't. I think Keith Lee lost nothing overall. Karrion Kross, if he loses to Keith Lee there, really cools him off. If he beats Keith Lee, it's huge for him. Booking wise, it made no sense for Keith Lee to go over.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, though, Kross separated his shoulder
this
past week.
So I don't know. I think, Lee doesn't lose anything, and I think Lee chasing it is fine. Maybe they got played.
Now that Cross is hurt, do you think Lee stays on NXT? Or do you think they move up anyways?
Because
what Chad was saying yesterday is that he thought Keith Lee was going up to Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Cross that was kind of
he separated his shoulder last night.
Yeah. It depends. I think he's
out for months. I think he's out for a couple months, is what I heard. Which is terrible.
Yeah, that's rough.
You know what I mean? He's also going to take his girl off of TV, which I'm not a fan of.
Well,
baby.
You know they're not going to Brock Lesnar him and let him keep the title. So, I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. But
I'm not sure they're going to get around it. But they did say that it's a couple months worth of injury.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The weed is flowing, you guys. But before we talk about SummerSlam, one more thing I want to talk about is that Finn Balor, Timothy Thatcher match yesterday.
Oh,
God damn.
I've yet to do the proper research, but my hot take is that might be the best match last 10 years.
I'm currently arguing with Humanoids Online about it.
I knew the outcome from last night, but I watched it this morning.
Ugh. Currently, number one best match of the last 10 years is Sami Zayn Cesaro 2 out of 3 falls NXT 2013.
Can't argue with that.
There's
a Humanoid online that's making me watch Taylor Bates Pete Dunne from sometime.
That is good.
I'm gonna watch that. Another really good
and
one.
And Chad's saying this match here, which was also very good, but still does not compare to the core strength of Cesaro in that match. Is all I'm saying.
That is a good Bates and.
I'm gonna watch
that's
it.
That's a good.
I'm gonna watch it and fire back at this Humanoid, putting my name in his mouth. Trebuchet, me. Siege Machine.
I never heard back from the Humanoid with my name in his mouth. That's right, Dave Meltzer.
Podcast Dave Meltzer.
I got into a mini Twitter spat with Dave Meltzer.
He got into it with Meltzer on Twitter.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
They're sending hate mail to the wrong people. It needs to be sent to @goad.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So, we've been feuding all over the place. We've been on other podcasts, guys. We've been fucking... Chad's been doing stand-up.
Yeah, we are Trebuchet Time, and we're... Taking over! Because I'm Showtime Cool, you're Trebunova.
What? Wow. That's not even true!
See, you don't want to be Nova either.
Wow, he's quick.
First of all, half shirts, I'm big Trebu Cool. I got the hair for it. You can be meanie, but
Nate Dogg has to be meanie.
Exactly, you're Nova. Why are you trying to fucking change shit here, Chad?
Man, this team's falling apart.
BWO was never a strong organization.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you guys are smoking weed shouldn't be the GWO right now.
The Green World. I like
the guys World. WO. All right. I'm here for it. All right, guys.
Green WO.
Let's talk about some pre-show matches. SummerSlam tonight. Apollo Crews MVP for the United States Championship.
Crews.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty easy.
I got Crews. Honestly, there's a chance MVP gets it, but I think it's going to be Apollo.
I think the way they've been setting it up is that Lashley's going to go after it.
Hurt business.
My only thought was, is they're saying that Lashley and Shelton are banned from ringside. Mm-hmm. I know that MVP was talking to Cedric last week.
Yeah.
Did that conclude with anything? Because that was my thought, Cedric's going to come out.
Nothing conclusive happened. But that's the only thing that could throw a hitch in winning is Cedric turning a heel on Crews.
That was my only thought, was that Cedric might help MVP win.
You may switch it if you want.
Yep. Let's go to MVP.
Does anybody else have MVP?
Yes. Yeah. Goat has MVP, Iron Mike has MVP, A-Plot has MVP, Ryan has MVP, and now Mo has MVP. Pretty much the entire bottom.
Change me over to MVP too. I felt like MVP was a risky choice, but it sounds like
I'm gonna stick to my guns here and get 2 points.
I'm going Crews here. Yeah, it's a pre-show. They usually like to start the show off hot with like the babyface winning. I'm going Crews here.
Yeah. And they've actually been, you know, doing a decent job booking Crews lately, and
I haven't hated the Apollo Crews.
I think they've let Apollo Crews cool off in the last couple weeks. Yeah. He hasn't been doing what he was doing. Yeah. I think Vince might already be done with him.
Well, the Hurt Business has been outshining him because it's like three guys, and then we have Raw Underground, not to mention Retribution, and fucking, I think the Nexus is back, right? The Censors around.
Are we going to figure out who's in Retribution?
They don't know yet. It's based on what
SmackDown and attacked Braun.
Yeah, I liked the Fiend just waving, and then just the lights going dark, and then he's gone.
Magic.
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
The SmackDown world title scene has never looked more like a bad 80s horror movie, and I'm not a big fan.
It's because of all the things are.
It's the Universal title. Universal title never meant
I get it. All I'm saying, is Fire Bruce Pritchard. That's all I'm saying.
I love you.
Did you hear that Shane might be taking over writing Raw?
The head of all writing.
Vince was going to hand off Raw.
Just be the head writer.
Because Pritchard's director. So I don't know who. I think Ed Koschke is head writer.
Okay.
But yeah, no, basically Pritchard would still be the director. He does that job. Shane would be head of creative. I don't think it's going to get better yet.
Ladies
and gentlemen, entering the bunker, give it up for Iron Mike Bustler.
I think another thing real quick before we move on from the Apollo Crews match.
Yes.
To note is that, remember, MVP, his original contract coming back, he wasn't supposed to be a wrestler. He was just supposed to be a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And then they redid his contract.
Then they're like, fuck, give him the US title. He's good with that.
There's no reason for him to still have the title.
He can still go.
Is that in kayfabe or is that real? Like, he really, is that a real thing?
That's real. Yeah. The original contract, he was just coming back like for the Rumble appearance, and then he was going to be a mouthpiece.
It seems more likely.
He doesn't do anything high risk.
I mean, that's true.
Even his match.
But if I'm gonna be a manager and then I start working consistently, I'm gonna go, I want a pay bump for that. If I'm gonna be double pay.
You know what CM Punk did when
he ring the bell too.
I'm just saying that that's another reason for me personally that he's not gonna get the belt tonight.
I think he's gonna.
I think it's about 50-50 for me, but I think that happened.
Well, we talked to Mike before he walked in talking about Cedric. They
planted seeds for a Cedric turn last week. And specifically Lashley and Shelton are banned from ringside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it only mentions them, so it leaves an opportunity for that to happen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because Apollo didn't pick Cedric to be a tag partner.
Right.
Yeah.
Hurt Business could just be growing. Business is booming.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
business
out of this
week. They are the Hurt Business. So,
I mean.
All right, fellas. Moving on to our next title match, the tag team titles on Monday Night Raw. We're talking the Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza.
I think the Street Profits are easy.
Yeah, Street Profits easy. I think there's already a start of discontent.
Ford is back, and they're going to showcase
There's already a start of discontent between Garza and Andrade because I can't remember who, yeah, but one of them sides with Selena's food poisoning, and right. one of them doesn't.
I agree. It. Sometimes that's a work.
Yeah. But sometimes that's the best when you got two guys that don't really like each other as a champs.
So, yeah, yeah.
I think,
the Profits but yeah, that's the thing too. Ford is so back.
That's why I picked. I want the Profits.
I personally
he's
think,
a worker.
I personally think the Street Profits are more likely to break up than Andrade and Garza are.
Yes.
Yeah. Ford is so good. Oh, yeah. And
Dawkins is really slowing him down.
Is that his name? I don't even, like, Angelo, you know what I mean?
Dawkins. Yeah, Angelo Dawkins.
When he was without Ford, it's like, I don't really care what he's talking about.
You should go join Private Party.
How do I get one of those invitations? So is the girl from The Bachelor, is she on Raw permanently now? Because I think
it's probably just a celebrity appearance.
She's been on like the last three.
Nah, she you quit talking when she comes on TV, and that doesn't you don't do that much.
It's like Liv. Is this the new Liv?
I don't know. I never wanted to try out for The Bachelor until I started seeing this chick, and I'm like, all right.
Can you imagine that? Got all these
just
guys.
Just taking my notes. You like my signed Pauly Shore Biodome picture there?
I do. Yeah. I am very enthralled.
I also have the Street Profits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty 50-50, though. Like, yeah. Mohead Garza and Andrade, A-Plot did, Goat did, Forrest did. It was pretty 50-50.
I think there's so many places for title changes tonight that's not
it. It's mostly title matches. I got agree. 1, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 title matches tonight.
Like,
the other ones are
Drew McIntyre, this one's the only lock one that I have. There's no way I think that...
Yeah, the only ones that aren't are Dominic Rollins, that's a street fight, and then Mandy Deville versus Deville, which is a hair versus hair match.
No, so it's not anymore. It's a loser-leaves WWE match. Yo.
What?
Really? Yeah, that was a SmackDown development. I'm picking Mandy
I think Sonya's gonna take a break.
Yeah, it sounds like between she's probably gonna have to she's gonna have to
all the
do a bunch
stuff.
Of legal stuff.
Yeah.
I think
Sonya's done for a few months.
That would make sense. My guess is that they're gonna she's just gonna want time off anyway. That's a pretty scary.
So are we doing the Mandy versus Deville pick?
Yeah, I guess it seems like we just kind
of. It's a wash. Everybody pick Mandy.
Yep.
Literally.
I don't.
Everybody pick Mandy.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think when it was hair versus hair.
I thought it was hair versus hair. I'm like, there's no way she's losing her hair. No, she already cut it. Yeah. She's not gonna do it again. So, all right, guys. Since that was all picked one way, let's go to the other one that was picked completely one way. Braun versus The Fiend. Everybody got The Fiend.
Everybody picked The Fiend.
Everybody picked The Fiend.
Well, that's a title match, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, The Fiend is just so much better with a title. Crazy.
I don't know. I've got a question for Treb, though.
Yeah.
What do you think of Fiend powering around with Alexa Bliss?
I'm loving it. I mean, as a juggalo, and she seems like she's into, like, the clown thing. I'm two whoops way up, Showtime.
Have you seen her posting, like, song lyrics on Twitter, like, supposedly directed toward Braun?
Oh, I thought those were towards me. Man, I have been. I need to delete some tweets here.
Like, now you're just somebody that I used to know, and... things along those lines.
So she's acting like a depressed 15-year-old girl? Like that's...
Well, you get Gorilla Press slammed and see how you act, Chad.
I act like a depressed 15-year-old girl. I haven't gotten Gorilla Press slammed. I'm already there. Game recognizes game.
But yeah, it seemed odd that Braun won it in the first place, and it seemed like one of those.
It was the whole Goldberg debacle. They didn't know what else.
Well, their last match in the Swamp thing was fucking ridiculous. I still don't know who fucking won that thing, really.
I mean, Braun technically drowned.
It wasn't that's the thing. Is like it's not even a match. It's just
a little
shitty movie.
Just gonna make a little film here.
You think they're gonna do anything with Underground tonight? I would hope not.
Probably not.
I think they're just doing that strictly on Raw, and I want it to be strictly on Raw.
I think what they're gonna do with that is it's gonna be like the hacker, where just one week it just isn't around anymore, and like nobody realizes it. They're like, oh yeah, I guess that.
I wonder if they're gonna do the hacker, like tie the hacker thing in Retribution, or if they just leave it.
I really hope so. I really, because I Trebuchet am going to be in Thunderdome first ever time on Monday Night Raw. They are bringing the Trebster in there, and I want the hacker to put me on every square. Nothing but Trebuchet. We'll call it Trebu Raw is War. It'll be great. We'll bring back everything.
I thought that was you.
If people don't shape up, I am going to put them in a tag team match.
against the Undertaker and Kane player.
Oh, that's
my holla, holla, holla.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Trebulong.
That's there right.
Is he coming over here?
Mark yes, Logan? He said he
was. He said he'll be over here. It's going to be a full house tonight.
He's bringing Rebecca with him.
So, all right, moving on from one title match to another, let's talk about the WWE Championship. Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre.
Randy's taking it.
Yeah, I think Randy's going to take it now. They've been having him do way, like, too good work. And I think he's going to set up Drew to take it back once they get a semblance of a live crowd.
I don't think so. For the big reaction. I think it's going to be used to make Drew somebody
Well, I think what's going to happen is Randy's going to carry it through Survivor Series, and then Edge is going to make an appearance in Subway, causing him to lose it, thus setting up Randy and Edge at Mania next year.
Okay. Yeah, that's possible.
Do you guys like all the Legend Killer stuff Orton's doing again? You like him kicking Flair?
Exactly,
and
that's what
like
I was going to say. I do like Michaels. That. I think that's why Drew's going to win, is because it's going to show that he's not like the washed up whatever. He's like the current legend.
I think right. Drew's going to lose. I think we're going to get a retribution angle on it, Drew. I think it's going to
I can see that.
I think Drew's going to get over better. Honestly,
Randy doesn't need it.
Of the people that quarantine wrestling has served the best, Bailey and Sasha.
They're
the entire women's division.
of who quarantine served
it's
the worst. Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre got so screwed on this.
Yeah.
His big mania return win the belt.
He was getting a baby face pop for a minute. Like when he won the Rumble. Oh big gosh, pop, like him going one-on-one with Lesnar ultimately put him
that
on
was, that would have the fans would have been there for that match. I really believe it.
Yeah. Do you think Lesnar's coming back tonight?
No,
I don't think Lesnar's
part of this. I don't think Lesnar's going to come back until quarantine is this is in the head the rear view.
Probably offer him enough money.
No, he's probably like, I'm not leaving I'm going to a farm up in Canada where I'm completely happy and around nobody.
In that gate,
I'm not leaving and going back around people.
The gate and merch money, especially for SummerSlam, has to be huge, especially for somebody
that's
like
that. Yeah, and he probably gets a cut of the door or something. He's like, I'm not working for 0% of
he does singular paydays, not contract.
This week I'm getting X amount of dollars from this door.
Exactly, right. And so if they wanted him there, it would just be like a please help us type thing.
Yeah. They'd probably have to offer him a cool meal for one match.
More than what it would
cash.
Non-sequential bills.
Yes.
God help you if I fall into those $8
potato seeds. I want dirt, topsoil, manure, new farming equipment.
And a $2 bill.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Moving on to something that has gotten my attention recently. Dominic versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
They came the crap out of Dominic.
He took his lumps.
Well, let this be a lesson. If you sign a WWE contract, they will beat the shit out of you immediately afterwards.
I think it was a combination of
the APA beat him up after.
So they didn't want to go through tables. Ron Simmons goes, well, boy, you're going through that table.
Wasn't even on camera.
It seemed like a dual situation. He's probably paying his dues, and he'd also been swinging that cane like a madman for weeks.
Yeah, a couple of receipts.
He probably had a couple of receipts coming. He was taking people's heads off of that thing.
I think really it's like, that's the, like, look at, I mean, it's obviously not as great of a match as Stone Cold, but like the Stone Cold versus Bret Hart, but this is like showing he's never going to be as good as his dad. We all know that. He's going to pale of the second generation stars. He's going to be the one that is one of the worst. Compared to his dad. His dad's one of the greatest. Like, it would be like if Shawn Michaels' kid.
He is the luchador.
Yeah, if Shawn Michaels' kid was around, he'd be like, yeah, you kind of fucking suck compared to your dad.
Right.
And a good way to show that you don't suck is being very, very real pain and bruises and marks and, like, seeing that you... Like Stone Cold bleeding, like a stuck pig, you know? That picture's infamous. Yeah. And that put him over as, like, a huge baby face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, nobody thought Randy Orton would get over bigger than his dad.
Right.
His dad WrestleMania. Now, I'd say Randy's hotter than Cowboy Bob ever
was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Orton is on nobody's Mount Rushmore.
No.
That's fair.
Rey Mysterio is, for sure.
I'll hear that. Okay. Poor Dominic.
I know.
I don't think they're going to have him lose his first
I've got Dom here.
You really think?
This is pretty
obviously
split.
Obviously not going to be clean.
It's pretty split. I got Dominic just because it's a street fight and...
anything can happen and he's going to whip him in the eye with the...
but we also...
Mysterio may lose the eye again.
We haven't seen AOP. in a while. I know one guy is hurt, but it's been a while.
So yeah, isn't, like,
there
is
was
it
a
Murphy
rumor that
right
Paul, what's his name? Their old manager was going to show up on Raw.
Who?
The LOD manager.
Paul Ellery.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I wonder when Austin Theory's coming back. Because my understanding is he caught a suspension for something, and they're just being quiet about it. He probably, I think he got mentioned in the stand-up, the Me Too stuff.
Okay.
So he might be serving a suspension for that. I can't confirm that.
Speaking of controversy, did they write Dream off of TV yesterday? You think he's done
for good? I think that might be his, like, they murdered him and he's gone.
I didn't see it, but I would assume.
He basically bumped him over like the barrier, like the big plexiglass one, into a bunch
there.
Of people.
Oh, was there not? He went over the barricade and through two tables.
It's a shame. And Dream is a good worker, but
he is.
But his past caught up with him. And
I really wanted
to. He allegedly hit on children, and that's.
Yeah,
no, I'm not going to endorse that.
Yeah, no. Dude, it's hard to get over that.
Apparently, he's got like nuclear heat at the performance center because everybody. Not only, I mean, this happened, which is huge, but he's also just kind of been a cock in general. Known to have backstage problems, and everybody feels like if anybody did one of these things, they'd be fired, and he's done all of it, so he's gotta...
And everything you hear about him in the press is like, him?
He's got a real Enzo thing going on.
Or you're like Lars Sullivan, where it took a second to get rid of him.
He showed up on Instagram again. He may be coming back.
I could see him being a part of Retribution. If Retribution needs a heavy, I could see it being him.
That would be
It's going to be the Miz. It's going to be the Miz.
Yeah, I doubt they would bring him back. He's got too much real world.
I don't think they should. I don't want them to. I'm just saying he showed up on the internet again.
Yeah.
Real quick, can we talk about how much I love the fact that AJ is teaming up with Abyss.
Oh, Joseph Park. I really fucking enjoyed that. I've got 19 TNA DVDs right next to you over there, Robert. And we can just watch the greatest hits of all that stuff.
I would love it.
They're working together, but he's not a lawyer. He's a statistician or whatever.
Statistician.
I need a Nate Dogg in here to tell me what he is.
Yeah.
So
we are a statistician to tell you
what he does. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, bring it down to.
So when is Dr. Stevie showing up?
Anytime now.
I hated that so much. Wait, Steven Richards, the guy from The Right to Censor and being a wrestler for the past 2 decades, is a psychologist now in TNA? Yeah. What?
You know, I think
it's not a hard job.
So.
You know, I think Joseph Park should talk with.
Who?
Brain Strowman.
Oh, I think that would be amazing. All right. Can we get Robert on the writing team for WWE? That'd be entertaining as fuck.
That's so desired Brain Strowman. You right. And the Nate Dogg. I don't want that.
All right, you guys. And the last two picks are already Asuka locked in because she's got two matches tonight. Asuka's fighting both Sasha and Bayley. Mm-hmm. And this is very interesting because it's down the card. I thought it was going to be one way or the other, and I'm just going to go through it. I've got Sasha beating Asuka, and I've got Bayley beating Asuka. I've got them
retained.
So
Asuka with no belts.
Double retained.
So you got Asuka, no belts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got Sasha winning and Bayley losing.
Okay.
If Bayley does go first, I have Bayley retaining and Sasha losing later.
Yeah,
you got Bayley and you've got Asuka winning.
That seems to be very possible.
That seems to be... Mm-hmm. A lot of people have Bayley Asuka. Like, Robert has him, Forrest has him, Mike Logan has him, Ryan has him, Mo's got Asuka. You've got Asuka.
Actually,
Asuka,
I'm going to take
you
Bayley.
It's Asuka locked in. I'm going to take that all right.
You can't change this one because the second one is... And also the second one is going to be... If she's going to lose anyone, it's going to be the second match. And we don't know
Why can we not change it?
It was discussed in the Wrestle Chat because she has two matches. Because so many people.
Well, I'm changing it now.
We set a 6 p.m. deadline on it.
Yep.
They're Asuka locked.
They're Asuka locked.
I smell a screw job coming.
Welcome to Marne, baby, Marntreal.
First time.
So A plus got Asuka Bayley. Iron Mike's got Sasha Asuka. I think you're the only one that has Sasha.
I got Sasha Asuka because I think it makes. She's like the more prestigious of the two, and it's going to be obviously serve as them starting to hate each other.
And then
I thought it'd be the other way around because Bayley would come out And then that would cause a distraction for Sasha, causing Sasha to lose.
But I feel like Sasha would be so much better of that actor, of being like the, oh, no, it doesn't mean I'm better than you, but she's still kind of being a bitch about it. Like,
I've only got these two bucks.
She's
still kind of
like cocky about it. She's just better at being a cocky.
Because it was Bailey two belts and Sasha one belt, they might want to switch that dynamic.
That makes sense too.
So, all right, I think that leads us here to final thoughts, guys, and then we're going to go enjoy the biggest party of the summer. This party's so big that I am going to party here tonight at SummerSlam, and then I'm going to go up to Nuevo and party on the river with a bunch of people and get all kinds of drunk on the river tomorrow. So it is just it's been a 3-day binger here, you guys. So Showtime, you going to be there too? Final thoughts, let's go.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. It is all fun and games. Until you need to know better. I love you all. There's not a thing you can do about it. I need to get out of this room. It's a billion degrees in the goddamn bunker.
It's a bunker. It's safe.
The bunker is hard.
You can't work in a cold room. You got to get up a good lather.
It's a frost.
Final thoughts, Robert.
Ow,
don't kick me.
I'm excited to see what they do with the Thunderdome.
Woo!
That'll be interesting. There are some potentially good matches on the card. So, hopefully, it can be, you know, at least half as good as the TakeOver card. But, yeah, let's have some fun.
All right, groovy. Final thoughts? Jared Moe, baby!
Sir, I'm excited for the Fiend entrance tonight to see what they do with that.
That was really cool on SmackDown. Did you see it on SmackDown?
I didn't see it.
It's very cool.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the first pay-per-view in Thunderdome. SummerSlam, it's going to be a good show. Even if the matches aren't that great, it's still going to be good, fun to watch. So, looking forward to it.
Groovy. Final thoughts, Iron Mike.
It is a million degrees up here, and I think my brain might have been fried, but I'm looking forward for somebody to lose an eye tonight, and it better be Rey Mysterio's other eye. He's going to come out in a wheelchair for some reason.
With a neck brace.
Yeah.
But be like, that's not how blind people do things.
He's like, you killed my son, and they're like, no, he's alive. I did it because he can't see.
I love you. I'm like, this is Pritchard.
My name is Rey Mysterio. You murdered my son. Perpetually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just excited to smoke weed and drink with the boys.
Hell yeah.
See what kind of stuff we're doing here.
Yeah, we're going to have a 12-minute just fucking token fucking shit going on here in a minute. Tokathon.
Oh, yeah, is it almost 7?
We got 12 minutes.
7.
Yeah, so that just leaves me Trebuchet. I just want you guys to know that the product has never been better. As a stockholder, I must insist that you visit WWEshop.com tonight. And go ahead and buy all kinds of t-shirts.
People talk about Stone Cold being a good champion. What about Drew McIntyre?
Such a good champion.
With no audience.
He hasn't lost since WrestleMania.
Nope.
He could be a champion forever.
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 Fight
forever. Forever. I am a little concussed. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.